You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
Our story begins with the seventh grade class at the local yeshiva, where the teacher was absent for a few days. So the school got a substitute to take over the class. His name was Rabbi Goldstein. He didn't live in the community. He lived in a different community. But he drove in to take over the class for a few days. Things were going very well. The boys were learning Gemara. After they learned the Gemara, they learned Navi. And after Navi, they were going out to recess, where they were going to play baseball. It was a beautiful day, and the boys were looking forward to a good baseball game. So Rabbi Goldstein decided to divide the teams according to the way that the names were ordered in the roll book. Now, the roll book was alphabetized. The first boy's name was Aronson, and the second boy's name was Burns, and it went down that way. All the boys whose names began with A, they were at the front of the roll, and then the boys whose last names began with B. Anybody whose last name was began with a C, it was all alphabetized. Now, making up the teams that way, where the first boy, you're on Team Aleph, and the next boy on the roll book is Team Beis, the third boy in the roll book is Team Aleph, the fourth boy in the roll book is Team Beis, doing it that way could be a problem, and it really was a problem. Because most of the good players in the class were on one team. The other team had maybe one or two good players, that's all. So when the teams were made up, one of the boys asked Rabbi Goldstein, would it be possible to rearrange the teams so that half the good players would be on one team and half the good players would be on the other team? Rabbi Goldstein said, I'm sorry, boys, I see it wasn't the best way to do it, but really we don't have too much time. Recess is going. We're already 5 minutes late for recess. So I tell you what, today we'll play like this, and tomorrow we'll do another way of setting up the teams like you're suggesting. But for today, let's just continue with the way I set up the teams. Well, the boys weren't really very happy about it. At any rate, one of the boys, whose name was Kalman, so Kalman wasn't in the class when these teams were being arranged by Rabbi Goldstein. Kalman came into the classroom and he saw that his friends were not happy. And he said they were going out to recess. So he said to one of his friends, he said, why are you so unhappy? We're going out to play baseball. You should have a smile on your face. What's the problem? So this boy's name was Chaim. He said to Kalman, Kalman, the teams are not very good. Kalman said, they're not? What do you mean? And he told Kalman who's on one team and who's on the other. Oh no, Kalman happened to be a very, very good player. Kalman was one of the best players in the class. But he was on the other team that hardly had any good players at all. It was just him and one other boy. And all the other good players were on the other team. So Kalman was not happy about that at all. So he went to Rabbi Goldstein. He said, Rabbi Goldstein, he said, please, could we just do the teams over again? But Rabbi Goldstein told Kalman what he told the rest of the class. He said, today let's do it this way. Tomorrow we'll do it another way. But Kalman, oh, he was unhappy. They got to the field, and the other team was up first, and they scored 22 runs before Kalman's team even got up to bat. So it was 22-0 when Kalman's team got up to bat. So the first boy, Kalman, was going to be up fourth. They were going to put Kalman in the fourth spot. So one boy got up, and he got out. He struck out. The second boy got up, and he struck out. And the third boy got up, and he hit the ball. It went very, very slowly toward the pitcher. So the boy was running as fast as he could to first base. The ball was rolling so slowly, by the time the pitcher ran up and got the ball and threw it to first base, the boy was safe. So then Kalman's turn. It came Kalman's turn to get up. So Kalman was sitting on the bench by the side of the field. And he was just sitting there, like that. So the boy said, Kalman, it's your turn. Kalman said, I'm not playing. What do you mean you're not playing? You're the best guy on our team. It's two outs already. And what's going to be, even if I hit a home run, they only have two runs. And the side will probably, it's just no fun. It's no fun. These are no teams. The teams are really not good. And I don't want to play. So Chaim went to Kalman and said, Kalman, do it for us. Even if you're not having a good time, but we want to play. And if you're going to bat, it makes it more fun for us. Chaim was on Kalman's team. Please, Kalman, just bat. Just do it for us. So Kalman said, I'm sorry. It's not fun for me. I'm sorry. I don't want to play. It's just not fun. Well, Kalman didn't play. And the rest of the boys on the team tried as hard as they could. The other team won 39-0 by the time the Rabbi Goldstein called them back in. Anyway, that's the way Kalman was. If he wasn't having fun, then he just quit. Next week, the following week, they were having a spelling bee. Now, this spelling bee was a different than the usual spelling bee, because the only way you could participate was to have a partner. There were teams. And Kalman and Chaim were the two partners. They had a whole packet of words. It was 7 pages of words. There were hundreds of words that they were going over. The night before the spelling bee, Kalman and Chaim were drilling each other, going over the words and words. They stayed up till at least 11:30 at night. It was more like 11:45 even, by the time they finally got to sleep. But they were very happy that they went through the spelling words, and Kalman and Chaim both thought that they would have a good chance of winning the spelling bee because they knew the words very well. The next day, about 10 minutes before the spelling bee, everybody's going over the words again and again, Chaim and Kalman. And then they hear one of the other boys, whose name was Yossi, he was going over with his partner, and Yossi said the word contagious. Contagious? Kalman said to Yossi, contagious? That wasn't on the spelling list. Yossi, he said, of course it was on the spelling list. Kalman said, well, no, it wasn't. We didn't have contagious. I don't remember the word contagious. So Yossi said, it's on the spelling packet. I know it is. We had it. So Kalman said, let me see your spelling packet. So Yossi gave Kalman the spelling packet. And he had page number 1, page number 2, page number 3. It had the word contagious on there. So Kalman looked at his spelling packet. And his spelling packet had page 1, page 2, page 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, 5, 6, 7. There were 7 pages. But his spelling packet skipped page 3. So Kalman said, oh, no. There were about 60 words on page 3 that Kalman didn't go over with Chaim, because their packet didn't contain page 3. So Kalman said to Chaim, what are we going to do? So Chaim said, let's quickly. Yossi said, you can borrow my packet. Quickly, go over the words. Chaim said, come on. Chaim said to Kalman, let's go, Kalman. Let's hurry up and practice these 60 words. Kalman said, we don't have time to go over 60 words. The spelling bee is going to begin in a few minutes. Chaim said, let's hurry up. Kalman said, I'm not going to participate in spelling bee if I'm not prepared. Chaim said, what? Kalman said, how can I participate in the spelling bee if I'm not prepared and they'll say words and I don't know how to spell it and I'll be embarrassed? No. I'm sorry, Chaim. I can't participate. I'm not going to participate in the spelling bee. Chaim said, Kalman, if you don't participate in the spelling bee, then I can't participate in the spelling bee. Do it for me. So Kalman said, I would like to. I mean, you know, I feel bad, Chaim, but I'd be embarrassed. I'm not going to participate. And he quit. And Chaim couldn't participate. Oh, Chaim felt so bad. But that's the way Kalman was. That's the way Kalman was with the baseball game. That's the way Kalman was with the spelling bee. If he wasn't happy, if he wasn't comfortable, if he didn't like it, then he just didn't participate. Well, winter vacation came along, and Kalman's mother arranged that Kalman, they lived in New York, she arranged for Kalman to be able to go to Florida, to take an airplane to Florida, and to visit his cousin, have a beautiful winter vacation in Florida. Oh, Kalman was really looking forward to it. First of all, taking an airplane by himself, that was really going to be an adventure. The first time that Kalman ever was going to do that. And furthermore, it was a very snowy, icy winter in New York. Freezing, freezing cold. And ice was all over the streets. Oh, it was such a hard winter. So at any rate, Kalman was looking forward to getting onto the airplane and going to the south, to Florida. The day finally came. Kalman got up early in the morning. His suitcase was already packed, and he was looking forward to it so much. And then the time came in the morning for him to go to the airport. He said, Mommy, let's go. So they went outside the house and they got in the car. Now, Kalman's parents' car was parked on the driveway, and the driveway sloped downward. In other words, if you wanted to go to from the street into Kalman's parents' garage, you turned left, and you went down like a little bit of a hill till you got to the garage. It was like a little on an incline. The car was parked with the front of the car facing the garage, and the back of the car was facing upward on the incline, on the slant. So they put the suitcase in the trunk. It was freezing cold. It had snowed the night before, and then it had got a little warmer, and then it froze. So there was ice on the driveway going up to the sidewalk. So Kalman's mother and Kalman got in the car. His mother turned on the engine, put the car in reverse, and the car was going up the driveway, but then the wheels began to spin because the car got onto a patch of ice and the wheels began to spin. It was too slippery. The car had no traction to get out of the driveway. So the car started to slide back down to the garage. Kalman's mother put their foot on the brake, and this time she decided to try to jump it back, to try to gun the engine so that the car would jerk back up the driveway. So she put the car in reverse, and she put the foot on the gas, and the car went back up, and it went up to the patch, and she was hoping that it would, that the force of the jerking backwards would somehow get it over the ice. But it didn't do it. There was too much ice. So it went a little further than the first time, but then it started to the wheels started to spin and the car started to slide back down toward the garage. She couldn't get out of the driveway. So she said, Kalman, let's call a taxi. I can't get the car out of the driveway. Kalman said, Mommy, okay, let's call a taxi. Because the time was, the time was running and they had to get to the airport. At any rate, so what happened? So they went into the house, and his mother called the taxi company, And the taxi company said, well, we could do it. You know, I can send a taxi, but it'll take 2 hours. His mother said, 2 hours? The taxi man said, yes, because we have so many people that need a taxi. I can't get a taxi for 2 hours. She said, oi, 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 Kalman. And we asked, Mommy, I can't get you to the airport. We can't get a taxi, and I can't get the car out of the driveway. I'm sorry, Kalman. Kalman said, oh, no. Wait, Mommy, what if I get somebody to help me push the car? If I stand in the front of the car, and I can get one of my friends to help me, and we can push, and you'll be in the car driving, putting your foot on the gas, and the car will be going back, and we'll be pushing. Maybe we could push it out of the driveway. So his mother said, good idea, but hurry up. So he ran down the block, way, way down the block, is where Chaim lived. So he runs down the block, far down the block, a number of houses, and he knocks on the door. Chaim opens up the door. Kalman, aren't you supposed to be on an airplane this morning? He says, yes, Chaim, but our car is stuck in the driveway. Could you come help me push the car? Chaim says, sure, I'll help you push the car. So he puts on his coat, they run down the block until they get to Kalman's house. They go in front of the car. So now you have Kalman and Chaim, they're both in front of the car. Kalman's mother puts the car in reverse, and she starts to back up the driveway. And Kalman is pushing, and Chaim are pushing, and they're pushing and pushing and pushing. And the car is going up, up, and the car is going past the patch of ice. It's working. But suddenly, as Chaim is bent over like this, you know, sometimes when you're bent over, your jacket makes like a hole, like this. So there's like a space in the jacket, like that. So Chaim was bent over, and his jacket bunched up a little bit like that. And with all of the spinning of the wheels, there was a chip of ice. It was bigger than a chip. It was almost like the size of a little ball of ice. It cracked off and flew through the air right down Chaim's back because it went through the coat and through Chaim's shirt. And this piece of ice slid down Chaim's back. So now he had a piece of ice on his back. So Chaim took his hands off the car. Ow, ooh, ooh. Chaim was saying, ah, oh, wow, wow, I got ice in my back. Oh, but when Chaim took his hands off the car wasn't moving anymore because Kalman couldn't push it by himself. And the car started slowly, slowly sliding back down the driveway. Chaim said, Kalman, I'll be back in about 10 minutes. I got to get this ice out of it. Kalman said, I don't have time. Chaim, help me. Kalman said, please help me push the car. Chaim said, I can't. I've got ice on my back. So then Kalman said to Chaim, do it for me. Do it for me. Help me push the car. So Chaim said, okay. And then with the ice in his back, on his back, Chaim, he went like this. He bit his lip, and ooh, ooh, ooh. But he was not going to stop because he wanted to help Kalman to get the car out of the ice. So Chaim pushed, and he pushed. Ooh, that ice was in his back. Ooh, ooh. But he was still pushing and pushing until finally, they got the car over the patch of ice. And that was on the street. Chaim said, bye, Kalman. Say Shem L'Shalom. Have a good trip. And Chaim ran home to try to take off his coat, to take off his shirt. He had to take that piece of ice out of his back. Well, Kalman was riding to the airport with his mother. And he remembered something. He remembered that when he did not play baseball, Chaim said, do it for us. Do it for us, Kalman. And Kalman said, no. And when Kalman decided not to join the spelling bee, Chaim said, Kalman, do it for me. And Chaim said, no. But when Kalman said to Chaim, Chaim, do it for me. Chaim said, yes, I'll do it for you. Kalman felt so bad. He said, Chaim is a better friend to me than I was to Chaim. And when he took that plane to Florida, when they got to Florida, Kalman called Yossi. Kalman called Chaim. Kalman called Chaim on the phone. And he said to Chaim, I apologize. Because you asked me to do something for you. Twice you asked me. And I didn't do it. But when I asked you to do something for me, you did do it. You're nicer to me, Chaim, than I was to you. So I want to thank you for being such a good friend. And Chaim, Kalman said, in the future, I'm going to try to be a better friend to you. And this is what we should do to our friends, for our friends. Maybe we're not so interested. Maybe the family wants to take a trip somewhere. Let's say a Chol HaMoed trip even. And I'm not so interested maybe in the trip. I'd really rather stay home and read maybe. But the family really wants me to come along. All right, I'll go along. I'm doing it for the family. If doing things for other people, even if we're not so interested in doing it ourselves, but it's very important to think about other people and let that be one of the reasons why we make our decisions, in order to be nice, in order to be helpful for other people, and that not only I should be happy, that my friends and my family, my neighbors, should be happy too. That should be an important goal of mine. Not only that I'm happy, but that others should be happy too.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.